KXSW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
At 6 o'clock, I'm Eric Scott. The Powerball jackpot has increased now to $935 million. Another night with no grand prize winner last night. The Powerball's been growing for months. Cash payout on that big jackpot is just shy of $450 million. New Jersey is the only state with a Mega Millions jackpot win so far this year. Neptune Township in Monmouth County, still buzzing this morning, where someone purchased a billion-dollar winning ticket for Tuesday night's drawing.
The winning ticket, just one set of numbers picked by the shopper, was purchased at a liquor store inside the ShopRite along Route 66. For the most part, locals love that this happened.
I'm just really, really happy somebody in New Jersey won for a change.
It makes me happy. I hope they do great with the money. Spread it around.
Others can't help but feel bitter, physically so close to a life-changing jackpot.
What on earth could you do with that kind of money?
Darn, another missed opportunity.
I'm sick. I am totally sick. Please quote me on that. I am nauseous right now.
I'm with Team Nauseous. In Monmouth County, still working the same job. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
So how much money will the winner actually get to keep? Our Dan Zero writes more about the math behind that at NJ1015.com this morning. Two moms are accused of getting into a violent fight outside a Camden County school.
Gloucester Township Police say the moms instigated the fight at Highland Regional High School last Wednesday afternoon, and their daughters joined in. One of the mothers threw a potted plant, hitting the other mom and a school resource officer. The officer got scratched breaking up the fight, but he was able to separate them. 41-year-old Brianne Mitchell and 38-year-old Crystal Turner faced several charges, including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. Rick Rickman, New Jersey. New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Connect with your neighbors and share your thoughts. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5, where your opinion matters.
Hey, this is Eric Scott for the only sports book app that I use and recommend, and that is Bet Parks, an official betting partner of the PGA Tour and the official app of all Jersey sports fanatics. You can live bet all of your tournament games, bet while you watch the action, and baseball is back. The regular season opening this month, and you can make your futures bets now on who you think is going to win it all. $20 on Philadelphia pays off $300. $20 on the Bronx Bombers, $180. $20 on Houston will pay $160. And if you're a new user and join me right now to download the Bet Parks Sportsbook app, make a winning $10 sports bet, and you'll get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It's a great offer to get you started so you can see how much fun this app is to use. It is safe, easy, simple. Must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. You love to play. You play to win. You bet. Bet Parks. Now, New Jersey 101.5, Fast Traffic.
Crash now on Route 1 northbound, just beyond Route 18 at New Brunswick, up toward 514 over the Morris Goodkind Bridge of the Raritan River. Garden State Parkway, a lot of spray on your windshield this morning. Careful as you go. North of exit 63, no major problems yet. Route 3 westbound with flooding over toward Broad Street at Clifton. And in Kingwood Township in Hunterdon County, Route 29 with a downed tree at Kingwood Station Road. The right lane is out, leaving New Jersey under 5 to 10 minutes at the crossings. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. We have delays expected at 29 in Trenton, northbound through the construction. And also in Princeton, Cherry Hill Road is still closed at Andrews Lane to Stewart Road. That is going on until April 4th. And New Jersey Fast Traffic is made possible by Hudson Subaru. Get pre-approved today. Call 800-687-0328. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:04. The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said at a news conference Wednesday authorities were informed the ship was going to undergo the maintenance, but they weren't informed of any problems afterwards. The ship collided into that support pillar early Tuesday, causing the span to buckle and fall into the river. The bodies of two of six workers who plunged into the water were recovered earlier in the day. The others are presumed dead, and the search has now been suspended. New York still on track to become the first U.S. city with congestion tolls on drivers entering the business district. Transit authorities approving the plan Wednesday, authorizing a $15 toll for most motorists entering a zone south of Central Park during the day. Many commuters think the plan is entirely flawed.
People that live in the zone shouldn't have to pay the fee. You have to do the right thing by folks in Staten Island that have to pay the Verrazano and the Battery Tunnel.
Governor Murphy continues to blast the proposal. Several lawsuits are still challenging it and may delay it. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:05. When will the rain end? Dan has the forecast next.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We are facing a wet day overall, but it's not necessarily going to be pouring all day long. We do have pockets of rain out there this morning. For most of the state, it's moderate to heavy rain to start. Looks like things will dial back and gradually shift offshore as we get into this afternoon. It'll be cloudy and cool. Temperatures go nowhere. Highs barely to 50 degrees. Showers eventually end this evening, then clearing skies and increasingly breezy overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow will be windy, but it will be sunny and dry. Highs for your Friday, lower to mid-50s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit vcssoftware.com.
In Orange, it's 48. Hillsborough, 45. Toms River is 46. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.